You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This year saw the unveiling of the housing affordability measure by the Ministry of Business, Employment and Innovation. Based on household income minus the cost of residential property, it found two-thirds of renters and 80% of potential first home buyers were unable to afford the cost of housing. However, concerns have been raised over whether this is too optimistic, with the Reserve Bank criticising the measure's methodology just days before it was released. Although the Reserve Bank is unwilling to discuss their criticisms with the media, others were more forthcoming. Labour Party housing spokesperson Phil Twyford is one. I asked him for his evaluation of the housing affordability measure.
Yeah, this is a good idea, you know, housing affordability measure. I think everybody agrees that the housing crisis is probably the biggest challenge the country faces at the moment. It's perhaps only the national government who deny that we've got a crisis, but everybody else, I think, knows that's the case. And having good data upon which to base policy has got to be a big help. And so we welcome the idea of this measure, but really its implementation has been a fiasco. And the latest chapter has been this revelation that 2 days before Nick Smith, the minister, released the housing affordability measure, the Reserve Bank advised MB that they'd used the wrong interest rate. And inexplicably, Nick Smith went ahead knowing that the measure was based on the wrong interest rate, mortgage interest rate, went ahead and released the measure anyway. And I kind of think that shows how desperate the government is to try to make out that housing is more affordable than it really is, because what the Reserve Bank advised was that the interest rate that MB had used for the measure was a thing called the effective rate, which is kind of a composite of all the different interest rates that are out there in the market. What they should have used, really, for it to make any sense, was the actual interest rate that, say, a first-home buyer would pay taking on a mortgage for a new home. And, in fact, the interest rate that they used in the measure is traditionally, on average, a full percentage point less than the interest rate that you'd pay out in the market taking on a new mortgage. So, and that would make a difference. Say you've got a $500,000 mortgage over 25 years, that would make a difference of about $3,500 a year in payments to the bank. So the measure artificially, this error, which was deliberately released by the minister, had the effect of making housing look like it was more affordable than it really is. So it's kind of a fiasco. It took 5 years of work by officials. That's a lot of work. It first came to light, actually, when an Official Information Act release showed officials in writing expressing concern that ministers may find the contents of the measure politically embarrassing. Well, that was prescient, because that's actually what has proved to be the case. Critics have pointed out that the measure is based on data that's 2 years old. So that's kind of another thing that sort of, I think, undermines the credibility of the measure. And the other thing about it is that the methodology puts a lot of weight on interest rates and the serviceability of a mortgage. Now, we're in a period at the moment of relatively low interest rates historically, but there's no certainty that will continue. The other big element of affordability for home ownership, of course, is whether you can save up the deposit to buy a house in the first place. And when you see that house prices in Auckland, for instance, have doubled since National's been in office, and the average house price in Auckland is now $1 million, actually, that is a really important part of affordability. So that's a question mark hanging over the measure. And I think that's compounded and made significantly worse, really, by the fact that they've used an interest rate that makes housing look more affordable than it is. So it's kind of been a chapter of errors. What should have been, I think, a really good and useful exercise to better inform the public debate on housing affordability has proved to be an own goal for the government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.